FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Nancy Pelosi came out in favor of MS-13. That's the first time I've heard that. She wants them to be treated with respect.
Unbelievable. Part of the president's comments last night at that Susan B. Anthony speech. I thought he did a great job on that. Dave Ray joining us right now from the Federation for American Immigration Reform at Fair Immigration. And Dave, good morning.
Morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I thought the president knocked it out of the park last night with his comments on the direction we need to go on immigration versus what happens if the Democrats retake the House.
Well, exactly. And if they retake the House and begin impeachment programs, an impeachment procedure against President Trump, that'll be the end of anything we hear on immigration. We are seriously at a very, very critical election time in this country, and anyone who voted for President Trump hoping that he was even going to be able to get a scintilla of the immigration-related promises that he made through the House representatives needs to show up and make sure that they take the time to vote in the midterms.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to somebody from Heritage about this earlier, but just so people understand, the Democrats, even though they're not in power right now, are still actively working to enact amnesty for illegals in this country through a discharge petition in the House, but that's going to require the cooperation of some weak-kneed Republicans.
Right. So they're just five Republicans short. That is based on the notion that all Democrats will sign it, and certainly the lion's share of the Democrats will sign the discharge petition. What the discharge petition would do, for those who haven't heard the term, is that it would force the House to take up a series of immigration bills, even though the leadership under Speaker Ryan don't want that to happen right now. Ryan's argument is that, look, you know, if this goes forward, we are going to pass something in the House that doesn't have a chance of passing the Senate or receiving the president's signature, and that's because he knows politically all the Democrats want to do is to partake in political posturing, at least Democratic leaders, and this is going to be nothing but an amnesty bill. It's going to be a big fat amnesty bill for DACA, probably the DREAM Act in addition to that, so it's an amnesty for 3.5 million illegal aliens. And don't expect a dime's worth of money to be spent on the border wall or any kind of other enforcement things. You know, the irony is that while Nancy Pelosi likes to coddle and preach to us about how we need to speak to MS-13 members with respect because they're actually nice people, we just haven't realized that yet. They don't have a lot. The Democratic leadership doesn't have a lot of nice things to say about our own border patrol and border enforcement in general. So they have become the amnesty party, and if they're in charge, that's what we're going to get.
Yeah, that's true. Listen to this soundbite from Tom Homan, the acting head of ICE, who's about to retire, unfortunately.
Right.
I loved what he said to this Democratic congressman yesterday. Listen.
Okay.
First of all, no one on this panel is anti-immigrant. We're law enforcement officers enforcing law that you all enacted. So to sit there and say that we're anti-immigrants is wrong.
Yeah, there you go. That's a mind-blowing concept.
Right.
We work for the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, which means we don't make things up as we go along. We enforce the laws that Congress passed.
Right. Democrats and Republicans voted on it. Democrat and Republican presidents signed it. I mean, this is the real irony here. I was just on the border a few weeks ago. You and I spoke while I was down in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman who gave us the border tour almost lost his life by having a huge boulder thrown at his head, smacked him in the head. He was out of commission for months and went through all sorts of brain trauma and all that, all to help secure the nation's borders against potential terrorists and criminal aliens, et cetera, drug cartels. And then we vilify these people for putting their lives on the line to uphold what? Our nation's immigration laws, passed by whom? Republicans and Democrats, signed by Bill Clinton, George Bush, you know, presidents of all stripes and political leanings. These are these are bipartisan laws. You know, now you have look at the number of Democrats who put the laws on the books that made sanctuary cities a violation of federal law. Now you have some 564 jurisdictions around the country, most of whom are headed up by Democrats. Who are bucking those policies? That were passed by their own party doesn't make sense, and it certainly doesn't make sense or shows a profound lack of respect that we would partake in name calling against heroes at the border, American heroes at the border, some of whom are losing their lives to help defend this country against the incursion.
Well, I appreciate you pointing that out. We're talking to Dave Ray from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Yesterday, your organization put out a breaking news alert that the U.S. is negotiating a safe first country agreement with Mexico. Explain what that means.
So, if you recall back the story of the caravan, and that they said, we are... You know, coming up from Central America, they were leaving Guatemala and Honduras primarily, and saying the conditions in those countries are so bad, or my husband is abusing me, or the mayor of the town is persecuting me, or what have you, and they were demanding entry into the United States while spending a month traveling through Mexico.
Right.
And the point is, if your life is in danger, and you can truly make that argument, and you can show that you are personally being selected out for persecution, then you need to ask for political asylum in the first safe country you land in. And so that would have forced all of those Central Americans to ask for political asylum in Mexico. In other words, your life's not in danger. And if you're saying Guatemala is too dangerous for me and now you're in Mexico City, that you're very far away from the threat. You need to make your claim in Mexico City.
And
the United States and Canada have a similar agreement so that people don't asylum shop. Come through Canada to actually make an asylum claim in the United States. And so it would kind of put all of North America on parity with one another. People can't fly into the United States and then, imagine this, but it could happen, go to Mexico and ask for asylum.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With that said, it would do away with what has become a gaping hole in our immigration laws, which is rampant asylum abuse. Nearly everyone from the caravan who made it up to Southern California, where we were, asked for political asylum. They're being held. Hopefully they'll have their cases expeditiously heard and be sent back to Central America. But if they can't do it quickly, they're going to be released into the United States and probably disappear.
Well, man.
Yeah, frustration.
It is definitely frustration. The website is fair.us, correct?
No, it's fairus.org.
There you go. I got it wrong.
Yeah, and then we have a great presence on Facebook, on Twitter. We're Fair Immigration. But visit our website. We have a blog that probably puts out about 50 postings a month that keeps you up to date on what's going on with immigration. And, become part of the movement to regain control of America's out-of-control immigration policies.
It's a great point.
FairUS.org.
Dave Ray, thanks for your time, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Yep. Always love doing your show.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. How about that, huh?